Alicante. Castle, coast, and considerably less crowds than you expected. A city of marble walkways, a medieval castle overlooking the sea, and a coastal rhythm that remains accessible even for a short stay. Alicante is a city that offers a very clear and immediate sense of its own geography. Located on the Costa Blanca of Spain, it is a destination where the transition from the sea to the urban center and then to the mountains happens within a few hundred meters. For anyone visiting, the city provides a high level of convenience. It is not a place that requires complex transit plans or long commutes to find the primary sites of interest. Instead, it is a city built around its waterfront, with its history and modern life radiating out from the harbor. The city has a long history as a maritime hub, and that connection to the water remains its most prominent feature. While it is a popular holiday destination, it maintains the functionality of a working provincial capital. It is a place that feels established and predictable, offering a high quality of life that is visible in its clean public spaces and well-maintained historic districts. For a traveler, Alicante represents a straightforward Mediterranean experience that rewards simple exploration on foot. The port and arrival logistics. For those arriving by sea, Alicante is one of the more convenient stops in the Mediterranean. The infrastructure is designed to bridge the gap between the modern maritime terminal and the historic heart of the city with minimal effort. Access to the city. The cruise ships typically dock at the Terminal de Cruceros, which is situated on a long pier extending into the bay. The distance from the ship to the city center is approximately 1.5 kilometers. Because the pier is quite long, the walk can take about 15 to 20 minutes. It is a flat and scenic route that follows the edge of the marina, providing a good perspective on the city skyline and the castle above. Shuttle services. For those who prefer not to walk the length of the pier, a shuttle bus is almost always provided. This service typically drops passengers near the Plaza de la Puerta del Mar, which is located exactly between the city beach and the start of the main waterfront promenade. From this drop-off point, you are within a 5-minute walk of the old town and the primary shopping areas. Time management. While Alicante is not always the longest port call on an itinerary, its compact nature means that a stay of 6 or 7 hours is sufficient to see the major landmarks without feeling rushed. The proximity of the ship to the town center allows for a high degree of flexibility, making it easy to return to the vessel if needed, and then head back out for further exploration. The Explanada de España. Immediately upon reaching the city from the port, you encounter the Explanada de España. This is perhaps the most recognizable public space in Alicante, and serves as the city's social heart. The promenade is famous for its mosaic floor, which is made of more than 6 million small marble tiles. The tiles are arranged in a wavy pattern of red, blue, and white, designed to mimic the movement of the Mediterranean waves. Walking along this wide, palm-lined boulevard is a standard part of life in Alicante. It is a place where people of all ages come to stroll, sit at the outdoor cafes, or browse the small craft stalls that often line the walkway. The Explanada runs parallel to the harbor and provides a natural buffer between the city traffic and the water. It is a highly effective piece of urban design that encourages a slow pace. The sound of the wind in the palm trees and the visual effect of the marble waves create an atmosphere that is uniquely specific to this city. Castillo de Santa Barbara. Dominating the skyline of Alicante is the Castillo de Santa Barbara. Perched on top of Mount Benacantil at an elevation of 166 meters, this is one of the largest medieval fortresses in Spain. Its origins date back to the 9th century during the period of Muslim rule, though most of the current structure was built later. Access to the fortress. There are several ways to reach the castle. For those who enjoy a physical challenge, a walking path winds up the side of the mountain from the old town. This route offers excellent views, but can be taxing in the midday sun. A more convenient option is the elevator built directly into the rock face. The entrance to this lift is located on the Avenida de Juan Bautista Lafora, across from Pastiguet Beach. The elevator provides a quick and air-conditioned ascent to the summit for a small fee. The summit. Once at the top, the castle offers a 360-degree view of the entire region. You can see the coastline stretching for miles in both directions. the city grid below, and the rugged mountains of the interior. The fortress is divided into three distinct levels, representing different historical periods, and exploring the various ramparts, dungeons, and towers provides a deep look into the strategic importance of Alicante throughout the centuries. El Barrio and the Old Town. The area at the base of the castle is known as El Barrio, or the historic center. This is the oldest part of Alicante, and is a sharp contrast to the wide modern avenues found elsewhere in the city. Barrio de la Santa Cruz. Within the Old Town, the Santa Cruz neighborhood is particularly noteworthy. It consists of narrow, winding alleys and steep stairs that climb the lower slopes of Mount Benacantil. The houses here are small and whitewashed, often decorated with vibrant tiles and cascades of flowers. It is a quiet, residential area that feels more like a small village than part of a major city. Because it is largely pedestrian, it is an ideal place to escape the noise of the commercial districts. The Concatedral de San Nicolás. Located in the heart of the Old Town, this cathedral is a significant example of Spanish Baroque architecture. Its exterior is relatively austere, but the interior features a grand blue dome and a quiet cloister. It is a central point for the local community and a landmark that helps with navigation through the maze of the surrounding streets. The Central Market, Mercado Central. For a look at the daily life of the city, the Mercado Central is an essential stop. The market is housed in a grand building from the early 20th century that features elements of both modernist and neoclassical design. It is located on the Avenida de Alfonso El Sabio and serves as the primary source of fresh food for the residents of Alicante. Inside, the market is spread across two floors and contains nearly 300 stalls. The ground floor is dedicated to meats and cheeses, while the lower floor focuses on fresh fish, vegetables, and fruits. The variety of produce is a testament to the agricultural richness of the surrounding region. It is a busy, loud, and colorful environment that provides an authentic look at the local culinary culture. It is important to note that the market typically closes by 2:30 p.m., so it is best visited in the morning. Postiguet Beach and the Waterfront. Alicante is one of the few cities where a high-quality beach is located directly next to the historic center. Playa del Postiguet is a wide stretch of golden sand at the foot of the castle. The beach is exceptionally well-maintained and features a long promenade lined with cafes and restaurants. Its proximity to the city center and the port means that it is easily accessible for a quick swim or a walk along the shore. Even for those who do not plan to spend time on the sand, the view of the Mediterranean from the seaside walkway is a significant part of the Alicante experience. Adjacent to the beach is the modern marina, which houses hundreds of private boats and yachts. This area has been developed with a variety of commercial spaces, including the Ocean Race Museum, which details the history of the famous round-the-world sailing competition that often begins in Alicante. Practical considerations. Alicante enjoys a semi-arid climate, which means it is one of the sunniest cities in Europe. Even in the winter months, the temperatures are often mild enough for outdoor activities. In the summer, the heat can be intense, and the lack of shade in areas like the castle ramparts or the beach makes sun protection a necessity. The city is very safe and easy to navigate. Most people in the tourism and service industries speak some English, though the primary language is Spanish. The local dialect, Valencian, is also visible on public signs and in some local businesses. In terms of dining, Alicante is famous for its rice dishes. While paella is available, the local specialty is often arroz a banda, a rice dish cooked in fish stock. Many of the best and most reasonably priced restaurants are found in the streets behind the Explanada or near the central market. Alicante is a city that does not demand a lot from its visitors. It is organized in a way that allows you to see its most impressive features with very little logistical friction. Whether you are looking down at the bay from the medieval towers of the castle, walking across the marble waves of the Explanada, or exploring the quiet whitewashed alleys of Santa Cruz, the city provides a consistent and pleasant Mediterranean atmosphere that is easy to enjoy. The castle looks down on the city, and the city looks out to the sea. In Alicante, everything is connected by a few minutes of walking and a single mountain of stone.